What you're hearing is the legacy of a remarkable American woman whom we met last year in a story by the world's Laura Lynch. The voices are those of children at the Ayansudo Academy. It's a school in Ghana founded in 2004 by Malkia Brantuo, a teacher from Detroit who moved to Ghana years ago.
I just feel more comfortable here. I feel more grounded here. And I guess I feel a sense of freedom here that I didn't have in U.S. because I can do things or say things or I'm just free.
Back in the U.S., Brantuo had been jailed during the civil rights marches of the 60s. She first visited Ghana in the 1970s, fell in love with the country, and made her home there.
So I said if the good Lord ever gave me enough resources and enough strength, I would come back and open my own school and let the children know that they are the most beautiful people on earth and that they should be proud to be who they are and that they should think for themselves.
Malkia Brantuo died earlier this week. Her family says her ashes will be scattered in the ocean in front of the home she loved. You can listen to Laura Lynch's original report from Ghana at theworld.org.